Well, howdy. I want to do a lesson today to be careful to follow every command. In Deuteronomy 8:1-18, the text says, "Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter to possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way through the wilderness for 40 years. God led you all the way in the wilderness those 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what is in your heart, whether or not you will keep His commands. He humbles you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you or your ancestors had known, to touch you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in the heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." Have you considered that in working with people and being with people, have you noticed a sense of people backing away from churches? Do you know what's happening? Churches are closing their doors in places. I've seen where all these things have happened. Robert and I have seen some of that stuff and talked about it when we were together. What would cause a church to die? They're dying. Not all of them's dying. You know, there's some hanging on. But you know what happens? I've seen it too many times. Churches get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and then they just say, "I think we're going to go over here." Then we go to a bigger church somewhere. You know what's going to happen to that church if things go the way it's going? It's going to get smaller, and it's going to hurt people. We got to be careful to follow every command of God. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in the obedience to Him and revering Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into the good land, a land with brooks and streams and deep wings and all of that. You and I have to be people who want to stay with God, be honorable to Him. When you've eaten and you're satisfied, please the Lord that to your God He has given you. Be careful that you do not forget your Lord, to fail not to observe His commandments and His decrees. And I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build the houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have multiplied, then your heart become proud and you'll forget the Lord God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast, dreadful wilderness, that thirsty, wasteless land, and the venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you the water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness. Sometimes your ancestors had never known to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power is my strength, and my hands have produced this wealth." But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and performs His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today. When we read these texts, Moses is in a sermon. And if you want to call it that, he was preparing for Israel to cross into the promised land. At that time, they were only a few weeks away from what they had longed to see and what had seemed to be to them ages. In the text, Moses was expounding the law, preparing them for what they would need to know and to have success in the promised land. Moses was reminding them that the Lord desires of his people to love him with everything in themselves and to also teach their children as their walking and talking education. When they entered the land, they were to remember a critically important teaching that they must never forget. They were to teach everyone that they were the chosen. I want you to listen to that again. Do you know that you are the chosen? How many of you in here love being the chosen? How many of you in here have not done so well with doing that? But we keep trying. Do you know what's good about all of this? Was chosen because God chose to love them, even if you're not worthy of it. In Deuteronomy 7 and 8, the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than all the other peoples, for you were the fewest people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. In the wilderness, this would be 8:1-5, the Lord led the people through the wilderness with a purpose, and it was not a waste of time for them to wander in the wilderness for the last 40 years. God had a purpose, which was to humble them and test them. God was determining what was in their hearts, whether they would keep the commands the way he had instructed. God had taken the people into the wilderness, if you recall, so that they could become humbled, allowing the revealing of their true heart. This is the reason for life's difficulties. This is the reason why God allows suffering. Can you embrace the idea that God can allow suffering to people? When you were raising your children, except for those of you who had perfect children, of course. When you were raising your children, did you ever have to spank them? You might have spanked or not give them bubble gum or whatever, but you have to do something or they'll run all over you as they grow up. God was determining what was in their hearts, whether they would keep his commandments the way instructed or not. God had taken people into the wilderness so that they would become humbled, allowing the revealing of their true heart. Have any of you ever done something wrong? I remember, don't tell my wife this, she'll think I still do this. This is when I was a kid. We had a horse farm just across the road from where we lived in Spring Hill, Louisiana. And we could go over there and we could get stuff. Well, that was thievery. And I was caught. And I didn't do that anymore. I suspect all of us at some level have done stupid stuff. And sometimes it's so stupid, people say, I don't believe I've ever seen anybody that stupid. But just so you'll know, oh yeah, they're out there. The reason for life's difficulties is important. If you didn't have difficulties, you would not deal well in the whole scheme of life. The reason for life's difficulties or to help us. This is the reason God allows suffering. This is the reason God allows pain as well as evil. I'm telling you, in this city, right here, close to us, there is evil in this city. Do you believe that? He does all of this, not out of meanness. He does it so that we can love each other. All of us need to be humble from time to time while we were in the wilderness. We need to be tested, and we need to have our hearts revealed to God as well as to our own eyes. Have you ever been dealing with a situation and you shut down and you said, Lord, I just can't do this? God is not big at coming up by your side and telling you, yes, you can. But he is good at putting it in writing that you'll find in the Bible. We need to be tested, and we need to have our hearts revealed to God as well as our own eyes. This is the same message we find in the book of Job. Difficulties test us to see if we'll obey the Lord. Difficulties are to humble us and shatter our pride and self-reliance so that we'll be able to see Him more clearly, follow Him more nearly, and love Him more dearly. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with the manna which neither you or your ancestors had known, to teach that man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. We can see in the text above that this is God directed for all of our benefit. This hungering was not an accident, as it can be clearly seen. This is going to make you want to run, I think. Did you know there's lazy people? Have you ever seen lazy people? I've seen people so lazy, they would just lay down and sleep all day because they don't want to do anything. And then when they get to where, you know, something's got to be done, you know what they do then? They whine, whine, whine. I need some help. I need some help. Yes, you need some help, but you need that from the guy his head needs examined. God did everything He has done to help all of us and put us where He wants us to be. This is the reason for life's difficulty. This is the reason there's suffering. This is the reason God allows pain and even evil. If you had no evil on this planet, I am assured that it wouldn't be long till you had it. That's just the way it is. Because you have to realize that God's there. And then you got the devil out there as well. And he's working against us. And he wants us to fail. We need to be tested, and we need to have our hearts revealed to God as well as to our own eyes. This is the same message we find in the book of Job. Oh, Job was a good old boy. If you're going through difficulties, listen to this. And don't take this as, you know, it's just the way it is. There's a reason you have difficulty and I have difficulty. You know that? God has taken people into the wilderness so they would become humbled, allowing and revealing of their true heart. This is the reason why God allows suffering. Difficulties test us, but only if we obey the Lord. Difficulties are to humble us, shattering our pride, our self-reliance. Humble you. God allowed these people to hunger, to humble them. If God chose to, could He do the same thing to the things in the world today? You say, well, I'm not into that religious stuff. Here's what you don't know. We choose to be with God. If God comes up and says, do so and so, what would you do? To the best of your ability, you would do what God called you to do. If God asks you to help somebody get over difficult situations in their life, can you do that? Are you willing to do that? God's teaching us stuff. Moses says that there was greater message than the people were supposed to learn. The words of the promised bread came from the same mouth that promised much, much more. Being and enjoying the provisions that God gave is God promised Israel could believe and act on the rest of the words coming out of God's mouth. There's people out there that has no intent at all of ever being embraced by God to give him freedom. There are people who think they're so smart that because they're smart, they can outdo everybody. I'm going to tell you what. I wasn't in a fancy house and I didn't have fancy things. We finally got a farm. And we worked a farm for a while. And some of you have done all of that. But I'll tell you this, when God says, I'm going to help you, you can count on it, and it's going to be right. And I don't have to sit around begging somebody else, can you come do this, can you come do that? My daddy got me up when I was very small. He taught me how to put shingles on the house at 10 years old. Is it possible that some of the evil in the world right now is being brought under control to call evil people back to the righteous behavior? That's what we ought to want. Let me tell you, God is on our side. God is waiting for us to complete what he wanted to do. He wants us to know. He wants us to take care of things. This gives us a deeper picture of what Jesus was doing in the wilderness. What did Jesus mean? Jesus meant that he could trust in the promises from his Father's mouth to provide for him. Provisions of God in the wilderness were to show that they could rely on everything God has ever promised and declared. Deuteronomy 8:4, your clothes do not wear out. Your feet did not swell during the 40 years. Know that a man disciplines his son so that the Lord your God disciplines you. Life is the promised land. That's by trusting every word that comes from God's mouth. God is teaching us difficulties. And it's not always about discipline. God allows difficulties from time to time for times of instruction, so we'll do well and learn these things that we need to know. Part of our discipline and instruction is to allow to make our own decisions. That instruction and training requires experiences and difficulties. By doing so, they learn plenty. With the other way to doing it, they learn nothing. This is a discipline that God gives us so that we learn to trust in the words he gives us. The problem of prosperity, I've never had a real problem with that one, but I have had a few dollars over the time. But God has set on our side. I believe every day, every hour, God's on my side. Do I do it right? No. Have I done it right before? Sometimes. Have I hung out with people at church that got it all right? Or have we kind of worked at this together so that we could do what God would have us to do? In Deuteronomy, observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land that brooks and streams and deep springs gushing out of the valleys and the hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. And when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God that the land he has given you. God provides for us. God will satisfy people if they'll just trust. When they're satisfied, they are to praise to the Lord for what he's given them. It's important teaching because there's a grave temptation when we're full and satisfied. Pride cannot come from possessions because pride leads us to forget God. I don't ever want to forget God. Disobedience comes from forgetting God and what he's done for us. We get a little bit too haughty. We get to thinking, you know, I'm a pretty good old boy. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not worth killing. I see others that's not worth killing. I've been around here a long time. What happens in most churches is about every 2 years they get them a new preacher. They've been here forever. Y'all are stuck. But I know this, I'll be in the arms of God, and I will never turn my back on him. And whatever we do, wherever we go, whatever we think we can do, it's not about you. Whatever you do, even if you do it, it's not about you. God didn't do all this stuff to make it about one person. He made it for the world. And if you take and you move across the other side of the world and learn to speak their language, you still hadn't fixed it all. God's on our side. He will not fail us. He will always be with us. And the church said, Amen.